Finally today, dear listeners, a sound familiar from our northern neighbors is heard no more across this great land these days. It's the theme music for the CBC radio program As It Happens, familiar to many public radio listeners in this country, where the show is carried popularly on many stations. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is now in the third day of a lockout of more than 5,000 of its union employees. The network's regular TV and radio and web programming is not there now. It's currently replaced with reruns and BBC feeds and documentaries. We're joined from Toronto by Guy Dixon, a reporter for the Globe and Mail. Guy, what is going on here? What has led to this lockout?
Well, I mean, the CBC has a very long history in Canada, but it also has a long history of labor disputes. And this is a big one. What it is really is that there's a big amalgamated union. All the technicians and the on-air people are all in one big union now. And it's mainly a dispute over contract, hiring more workers as sort of a short-term contract to bring them on just for new shows that they're trying out, or for a certain length of time. It is a case, though, that they aren't going to be getting rid of people. They just want to hire more new people now on a contract basis. Of course, for listeners, as you mentioned, it has now created an entirely different CBC for the last 3 days.
Well, there's the question. How long is this going to last? When is the CBC going to get back to doing what it normally does so well?
Well, it's funny. You know, everything sort of revolves around hockey up here. So, you know, hockey doesn't start until October. And everyone's saying, well, what about hockey?
We're going to have to wait for hockey season to get back to...
Well, but that's, you know, people are even talking about that. Every side says we want to come back to the table. But yet there are, you know, people say, well, you know, we might have to just have no play-by-play during the hockey season. I mean, there's no expectations that it'll go on that long. But there is at least talk of, you know, backup programming into the fall season, perhaps. But it's really, I got to be honest, so that's all talk, and there's a lot of talk surrounding this that you have to take with a grain of salt.
But
it sounds day to day.
You've been covering this story for a while. It doesn't sound like things are about to break. And isn't it so that the CBC really is kind of a national unifier in this very large country with some remote and rural populations that aren't so connected otherwise?
It really is, but it is also the case, though, too. I mean, in a lot of places, the CBC is actually the only broadcaster on air. If you have a radio or a TV not hooked up to cable, CBC is it. We're a country just like the States, even more so. I mean, you know, the vast majority of the population lives in a few big cities. So, you know, rural Saskatchewan, where the CBC is the only, you know, on-air broadcaster over the airwaves, or, you know, in the Yukon or something, or the Northwest Territories, you know, a lot of people don't have they don't have their normal CBC service. You know, the majority of people all live in Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, and Calgary. So, you know, it's a sort of a slightly different world than the CBC is usually presented as, you know, this unifier and everything. I mean, a lot of people in rural areas have satellite dishes.
And they're going to be using them now. Guy Dixon of the Globe and Mail newspaper. Day-to-day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.